Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So inshallah ta'ala, today we will learn 6 du'as that it will make the rizq pour upon you. Not just come, it will come pouring upon you, inshallah ta'ala. Before we start, I want to remind myself and remind you that when we say the word rizq, it does not only mean wealth, but your righteous child is a rizq. You attending salat in congregation is a rizq. Having a peaceful home is a rizq. Having a good spouse is a rizq. Having a good job is a rizq. Having great parents is a rizq. Having children that obey you is a rizq. Having a good health is a rizq. So rizq is not restricted to only wealth. Wealth is part of the rizq. So these du'as will bring all kinds of rizq, inshallah ta'ala. Second point is that when we ask, let's ask for the rizq, not only in the dunya, because many people concentrate and they want rizq in the dunya. We have to ask for rizq in the dunya and also in the hereafter, in the akhirah. Imagine I'm traveling from here to New York and I'm just stopping at in Virginia, for example. I will not make all my plans about that stop in Virginia. I will, you know, make some plans about that stop because only 2-3 hours. But my main planning will be, what am I going to do in New York, in my destination, my final destination. So we ask for both, for dunya and for akhir. The first dua, subhanAllah. Allahumma akthir mali wa waladi wa barik li fima a'taytani. Allahumma akthir mali wa waladi wa barik li fima a'taytani. Ya Allah, make my wealth and my children abundant and put barakah, Ya Allah, in everything that you have given me. So, as usual, where did we get this dua from? No. Every dua, inshaAllah, it is authentic from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make this dua for? He made it for Anas radiallahu an, when his mother brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, Anas khadimuk, Anas is your servant, make dua for him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this beautiful dua for Anas, and Anas had so much wealth, and he lived very, very long time, subhanAllah, because of the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I can make this dua for myself, or I can make it to my children, or to my parents. Allahumma akthir, akthir from kathir, the verb, Ya Allah, make it abundant. What? My mal, my wealth, and my walad, my children, وَبَارِكْلِي, and put barakah, فِيمَا أَعْطَيْتَنِي, with everything that you have blessed me with. That's the first dua. Second dua. This second dua, subhanAllah, many people are not aware of it, or they know it, but they do not practice it. And this is a dua between the two sajdas. Every time we pray, we have a sitting between one sajda and the next sajda. And most of us say the dua, which is authentic, Rabbi ghfirli, twice. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Which is great. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us another option, which is Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdini, wajburni, wa'afini, warzuqni, warfa'ni. 7. Amazing, comprehensive, beautiful dua between the two sajdas. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, have mercy upon me. Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, fix all my affairs. Ya Allah, cure me from any disease. Ya Allah, rizqni. And that's why we mentioned it here, because it has rizq. Ya Allah, provide me with a lot of provision. And Ya Allah, elevate me. Warfa'ni. Subhanallah. Can you imagine if this dua is answered? Guidance, mercy, elevation, rizq, forgiveness. Everything is covered in this beautiful dua. Which one should we say? This one or the Rabbi Ghfirli, Rabbi Ghfirli? Alternate. One time you say this, one time you say the other one, and they are both authentic from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the third dua? Subhanallah. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm very hungry. Do you have any food? Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked all his wives if they have any food at their homes. And subhanallah, the answer was no. Allahu Akbar. The homes of the best man ever created did not have anything to provide for a guest. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua. اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك ورحمتك فإنه لا يملكها إلا أنت اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك ورحمتك فإنه لا يملكها إلا أنت. Ya Allah, I ask you from your fadl, from your bounty, and I ask you from your mercy, because none, no one owns both except you. Subhanallah, the minute Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished his dua, someone knocked at the door and provided Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a barbecued goat. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the fadl came, and now we are waiting for the rahmah, for the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. So this is one of those duas that you get instant answer bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So this is our third dua. The fourth dua, some people have already a house, and they want a bigger house, or they want a spacious room. So there's nothing wrong with asking for that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us also a dua for that. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, forgive my sins, make my home spacious, and put barakah in all that you have provided for me. Allahumma اغفر لي ذنبي ووسع لي في داري وبارك لي في رزقي. This is, can be said in your sujood, at night, in the middle of the night, between the adhan and the iqama. Anytime that the dua is accepted and answered, make this dua. Beautiful dua that covers our sins, covers our home, and also at the end it is inclusive. Ya Allah, put barakah in everything that you have given me. Put barakah in my wife, put barakah in my children, put barakah in my health, put barakah in my wealth, put barakah in my time, in my friends, in my parents, in everything. Subhanallah. So this is the fourth dua. The fifth dua is specifically after Salat al-Fajr. After Salat al-Fajr. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say this dua after we finish the Fajr prayer. So I'm starting my day by saying this dua. Ya Allah, I ask you ilm nafi', beneficial knowledge. And we said before that beneficial knowledge means one of two things, or both. Ya Allah, make me seek knowledge that is beneficial. And the second meaning, Ya Allah, make the knowledge that I have benefit me and benefit others. Make me from the people who practice what they learned. So this is both mean ilman nafi'an. Wa rizqan tayyiban. And that's why we mentioned this in this series. And pure halal rizq, halal provision. Wa amalan mutaqabbalan. And Ya Allah, accept all my a'mal. Ya Allah, accept the salat that I just performed. Ya Allah, accept the donations that I'm giving. Ya Allah, accept my dua. Subhanallah. Beautiful dua after Fajr. Of course, you could say it at any time, but specifically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us after Fajr. And finally, subhanallah, Allah azza wa jal told us in Surah Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Making a lot of istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us it will bring the amwal, specifically, it will bring down money. So my brother, my sister, you're going through financial hardship. Make a lot of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. But say it like you mean it. Say it like you are really requesting Allah to forgive you. Don't say it in a very fast way. Some people, astaghfirullah, 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 subhanallah. You have to make it in a way that you really mean it. You're really asking Allah to forgive you. Astaghfirullah, or astaghfirullah al-azim, or astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh, or the master of istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. We have spoken about that many times before. So these are six ways in order to get the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask with this dua, because they are authentic from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at any time, and have yaqeen, have certainty that Allah will answer. Do not say, let me give it a shot, let me try. No, no, no. With Allah, we do not try. We try, we say it, and we mean it, and we know that Allah is capable of doing anything. May Allah fill all our homes with rizq. May Allah fill all our homes with love and mercy and tranquility. May Allah make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. So we're still talking about the matters of the heart, a'mal al-qulub. And I keep repeating in the beginning of every class that the a'mal of the qulub are extremely important, and they are more important than the actual a'mal. And the more the qalb is involved in the a'mal, the more the a'mal is rewarding, right? Today is a'mal of the qalb is as-sabr. Sabr. Sabr is a amal of the qalb. Patience. Patience, in the language, it means to hold back and restrain yourself. In the shara', in the language, to restrain yourself. Shara'an, Islamically, what does patience mean? Patience is the restraint of the soul from being impatient, and to restrain the tongue from complaining, and to restrain the limbs from sinning. To restrain the soul from showing impatience, to restrain the tongue from complaining, why? I don't deserve this. And to restrain the limbs from sinning. How does this limbs sin when they lose patience? Right? We've seen it in our countries a lot, unfortunately. It's called an Arabic niyah. They start hitting themselves. It could be any kind of, because we're going to see there are different kinds of patience. So they might do something with their limbs that is, could not be patient on ibadah, or a patient on disobeying Allah. So they did something with their limbs, and they were not able to be patient. Tayyib, is it a must upon every Muslim? Taban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu asbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Anytime we see a verb after يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, it means it is an order. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, last ayah in Surah Ali Imran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Yes, Ya Allah, سَمْعًا وَطَاعًا. We listen and we obey. Order me. اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, patience is divided, three kinds of patience. There are three kinds of patience. Patience upon the ibadah, patience to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, and the patience on the qadr of Allah, yani the patience on the calamities and the hardships. Let's take them quickly one by one. First, patience upon the ibadah. Patience upon performing an act of worship. Getting up to come to Fajr needs patience. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, when it's June and July and August, it needs patience. It's ibadah. Hajj, literally,
if you want to put one word for Hajj, it's patience. Whomsoever went to Hajj before you left and you asked somebody to give you an advice, all of them, they said one word, be patient. Hajj needs ibadah. Hajj needs patience. Even zakat, when I'm giving my money, I worked so hard for it, and then you're telling me to give it to this guy, I don't know who he is, that needs patience. To get up and perform tahajjud needs patience. To sit down like our brothers and young sons and daughters upstairs, wallahi, such a beautiful scene every day. To sit down and memorize the Quran from 8 to 2 every single day, that needs a lot of patience. To respect and honor your parents when they become very old and they become very demanding and they become sick, that needs a lot of patience, because that by itself is an act of worship. Birr al-walidain, that needs patience. So the first kind of patience is the patience to perform an act of worship. That needs patience. And specifically, it's a side note, still related to the topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen carefully, ya akhwan. When it came to our spouses and to our children, what did He say in Surah Taha, last page, third ayah from the bottom? وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ. What does أَهْلَكَ means? Your family. Family includes wife and children. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command. وَأْمُرْ is not a, Habibi, Baba, if you would like to pray, pray. If you don't want to pray, no problem. No. وَأْمُرْ. Command your family to pray. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. And then what did He say? Subhana. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. We all know that the verb is wasbir. How come here there's a ta added to the verb? And we all know there's a formula in the Arabic language. زِيَادَةِ الْمَعْنَى. زِيَادَةِ الْمَبْنَى مِنْ زِيَادَةِ الْمَعْنَى. When the mabna, when the format of the verb, you add a word to it, you add a letter to it, that means it's more emphasis on that verb, because the verb naturally is wasbir. Here, Allah added the ta, wasbir alayha. يعني have extra patience on your family when it comes to salat. How many of us, don't raise your hand, we told our kids, if you don't pray, you're going to hell. This is not sabr. You see your kid sometimes 8, 9, he's not responsible yet. We're supposed to train them at that time. You see the father beating him at 8 because he did not, ya akhi, because he's dancing in the salat. Who among us did not dance when they were 7 and 8 and moved so many times? وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Be patient, ya akhi. Alhamdulillah that your son is standing next to you and praying. Be patient. Take it easy. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. وَاسْطَبِرْ. Extra patience. Extra patience when it comes to teaching our family the salat. Now, this kind of patience, it is also the first patience is the patience to perform ibadah. That patience is also divided into three. Patience before the ibadah, patience during the ibadah, and patience after the ibadah. So the first one is divided into three. Before the ibadah, to purify my intention. That this salat is only for the sake of Allah. I did not come to the masjid so the people can see me and this and that and mashallah. No. I came only for the sake of Allah. This is before the ibadah. During the ibadah, the patience is, how many of us right now got distracted during the salat, even though the sheikh recited ayat that shakes mountains? He spoke about the shuhada in Ali Umran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't call them shuhada, they are alive with Allah azza wa jal. So patience during the ibadah to find khushu', for example, in salat, I want to be patient and try to Fight all these distractions. That needs patience. Otherwise, the easy thing is, Allahu Akbar. Oh, I can't wait to go home. Allah ya Shaykh, Allah ya Shaykh, Allah. This is not, doesn't need patience. This is automatic. This is by default. Patience is to fight this. Right? And the, what is the, okay, let me ask you. What is the patience after the ibadah? No. Patience before, intention and all that. Patience during, as we gave example, salat, khushu'ah. Patience after. Excellent. Not to brag about it. You know who was the big donor? You're looking at him. You know, after that, that's everybody wants to be praised, and you're trying to be patient, not to anybody to know that you're the one who donated that much. That needs patience. Or, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with a salat that was full of khushu'. Khalas, I keep it to myself and I ask Allah to give me more and I be grateful. I don't go and boast about it or any kind of ibadah. Okay? So this is the first patience. Patience to perform the ibadah. The second patience is the patience to stay away from sins. That needs patience also. Subhanallah. Wallahi. I always, every time I mention this, I remember our sons and daughters, which are bombarded. Wallahi, our growing up, our era, compared to this, wallahi, it's nothing. The haram is literally on your fingertips. And you're telling them day and night, fight, resist. Lower your gaze. Do not talk to this. Do not go there. Don't eat this. Don't drink that. Don't be there. All the time. Subhanallah. That needs a lot of patience. And how old are they? 11 and 12. And you're asking him with such a task. A huge task. Needs patience to lower your gaze in a country. Brother, two brothers, literally last night, they came to my office. Said, Sheikh, I'm 20 and he's 21. And khalas, we want to get married. We cannot take this anymore. I said, ya Habibi, tayyib, fast. Rasulullah SAW said, Sheikh, wallahi, I fasted 2 months in a row. look at me, I lost so much weight. I can't, I want to get married. The haram, another brother came the other day, he said, a woman came to me, and she said, non-Muslim, she said, hey, honey, would you like to go to my cabin in Oklahoma for the night? You go spend the night and come back. Sheikh, wallahi, she was very pretty. And I'm trying, wallahi, Sheikh, I need to get married. Now, this is a side note. Please, ya akhwan, if you have daughters, do not make it very complicated for the young men to get married. Wallahi, they are suffering. They're trying so hard to stay away from the haram, and we are not helping. $30,000 mahr. I need an apartment. I need this. Then the guy said, and you know what the guy said? Sheikh, do you have, the guy, how old are you? He said, 20. I said, okay, so you, what are you looking for? 18, 17, still too young enough for... He said, no. This is why I came to you. Can I marry a 30, 35? Divorced or widowed? I said, Islamically, you can. He said, but can I ask you why? What was the answer?
High rate.
It's cheaper. Said, everybody in my age, when we go approach them for marriage, they throw numbers. That I have to take a loan to get to get married. One brother, literally, he made a contract to make a payment for his wife for the mahr without an interest. He's giving her payment every month because how huge was the mahr. Subhanallah. So sabr an al-masiyah, sabr ala. At-ta'a wa sabr an, to avoid falling in the sin, needs a lot of sabr. Everybody around you is naked and you have to lower your gaze. That needs sabr, needs a lot of sabr. Everybody around you is going into that business that's making tons of money, but it's haram, and you are not, because, you know, it's haram. There's haram in it. There's no Jum'ah in it. They are not, won't allow you to do this. I cannot pray my duhr. Huh? And you're stopping. That needs patience, because the temptations are so many. So patience from performing a ma'asiyah. Let me ask you a question. We all know that our Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam went through so many trials, thrown in the well, sold for dirham ma'duda, tempted by the woman in the zawja of the Aziz, thrown in jail, all this. Which one among these was the toughest? Fighting the woman, temptation. When I'm thrown in the well and I'm 10, 11 years old, what am I going to do? I have to be patient. When I'm thrown in jail, I have to be patient. But the patience of resisting a woman while he's young, he's a abd in that house. She's gorgeous. She owns the house. She's all that. Huh? That needs a lot of patience. So the patience, sometimes patience not to fall into a sin, is bigger than other patience. And the last patience is the patience upon the musibah. You lost, subhanAllah, tomorrow we have a janazah for a two-year-old. I cannot even imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the family the patience, and may Allah make this baby a reason for them to enter Jannah. That needs a lot of patience. You have to remember that, you know, this is an amana from Allah. He gave it to me and he can take it at any time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised that this baby will stand at the door of Jannah and he will tell Allah, Ya Allah, I will not enter Jannah until you bring my parents with me. You gotta keep talking to yourself, you know, and reminding yourself about the reward of patience in such a matter. Our brothers and sisters that are going through chronic pain, and they have so much pain all the time, that also needs a lot of patience. My brother and my sister, if you are one of these people, remember that Rasulullah ﷺ said that this patience will keep purifying you until you walk on earth with no sin upon you, if you had patience. You had patience. Tayyib. Now, when things happen, when a calamity, now we're talking about the last one, patience when you're hit by a calamity. The calamity, when the calamity takes place, people are divided into four groups. Number one, person angry. Why? And screaming and yelling, I don't deserve this, I pray, I fast, I do this. This is sinful. Huh? The second, he's patient. Alhamdulillah, he's patient, he's taking it, no complaint, no nothing, he's very patient. That's the second level. The third level, anybody knows what's the third level? Rida. He's pleased. He's pleased with what happened as if nothing happened. That's a higher level than sabr. And then there's a level that is beyond, which is shukr. Who taught us this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When something evil happens, what did he tell us to say? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. For someone to remember to say alhamdulillah when he loses his son or his daughter or his father or his house or his business, or he gets fired, to say alhamdulillah, that is a very high level. That's the level of shukr. Now, when do we become patient? Instantly. Not after 1 week of complaining. Not after 10 hours of screaming. Instantly. What's the dalil? The hadith that we all know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a woman was sitting on the grave of her husband. He passed by and he said, ittaqillah wasbiri, have taqwa of Allah and be patient. She said, alayka anni, she did not know it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave me alone. So when she found out it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she went to apologize. He said, as-sabr, ish, and the sadmati al-ula. Patience is when you are first hit with the calamity. Your son died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna. Your car is on fire. Your You're sitting here, you looked at your phone, you're fired. Tomorrow's your last day. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is that your first statement? If that it is, or any kind of remembrance of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's amazing. Mabruk. Tayyib. Now, we'll finish with this. What are the fruits? If I am patient, what are the fruits? What are the results? What are the rewards of being patient? Number one, the ayah we recited, اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا لعلكم تفلحون. It is a reason for falah, for success. Sabr is a reason for success. Second, it is one of the reason that if you are patient, you're not a loser. What's the dalil? والعصر. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. All of us are losers. Can you imagine? Except, آمنوا عملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. So it will take you out from the group of losers if you are patient. Third, it will forgive all your sins. إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. The one who do righteous deeds and be patient, all their sins are forgiven. Look at this, subhanAllah. The angels will welcome the people who were patient on the day of judgment. The angels will welcome them. Salamun alaykum. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Fani'ma aqbad dar. May Allah have peace upon you. Why? Because you were patient. Because you were patient. Faddal, go ahead. This is your Jannah. Fifth, and like the ulama said, if this is the only reward for patience, it is sufficient. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah will love you. Allah will love the person who is patient. If that is the only goal I will get from being patient, wallahi, it is sufficient. Allah, inna Allah, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. إن الله مع الصابرين. طيب. Allah said, seek help with two things. Whenever you're going through any kind of difficulty, seek help with two things. صبر and salah. Patience and salat. And did Allah say after that, إن الله مع المصلين؟ مع الصابرين. Why? Because everybody can get up and pray, but not everybody can be patient. And if Allah is with you, He will turn the poverty into richness, the sadness into happiness, the sickness into health. Nallaha ma'a sabirin. You might be in a situation that is really, really bad, but because Allah is with you, you will not feel it. Allah will put something in your heart that you will feel content with whatever state that you are in. And then, seven, subhanAllah, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى صَابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allahu Akbar. No unlimited. No. Jannah, 1 million hasana. No. غَيْرِ حِسَاب. Nobody knows your reward except me. Just because you were patient. وبشر الصابرين وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Three rewards in this ayah. Allah will mention your name, will boast about you in front of the angels. You will get the mercy of Allah. And officially, if you are sabir, and you said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, officially declared by Allah that you are muhtadi. You are guided. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Number nine, الصبر كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Listen to this beautiful quick hadith. الصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك. صلاة is نور. Charity is برهان. Charity is an evidence. Are you truthful, true believer or not? And صبر ضياء. يعني you illuminate when you are patient. Last one is سبحان الله. Entering to Jannah. Look at all the reward of the people who are patient. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا وَجَزَاهُمُ الْغُرْفَةُ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Always you see the reward, Jannah, because they were patient. Because they were patient. And finally, يا أخوان, if anyone of us, which is supposed to be every single one of us, if you are in the da'wah, if you are in the field of calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need a lot of patience. Every prophet, if you look at their seerah, you will find that they were drowning in patience. This is what led them to whoever they are. And look at the success of every single human being that you know. You will find out that they were extremely patient till they got to where they are right now. They did not overnight become rich or become famous or become this or become that or become alim or become doctor or become... No. They were extremely patient. They studied so much. They left their families. They worked so hard. They stayed up all night. They were very patient until they became what they are right now. Patience is the main ingredient for success. طيب, can I ask Allah to be patient? You can ask Allah to be patient by saying, Allahumma sabbirni idha btalaytani. But if you're asking Allah to be patient, okay, I'm going to test you to see if you're patient. So you say, Ya Allah, give me the patience if you test me. When you test me, because you will be tested. Huh? Ya Allah, give me the patience or make me from the sabireen when I am being tested.